right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, I understand you're going to take us scuba diving, and let me tell you that I learned everything I know about scuba diving on television on the show Sea Hunt.
Is that Jacques Cousteau?
No. Do you remember Sea Hunt?
No, that's before my time.
I have no idea who starred in Sea Hunt.
I'm an old Jacques Cousteau guy. He's from way back.
Met his son.
Well, that's close enough.
Remember when they brought the Calypso up the Mississippi River?
No.
Boy, I tell you what, you are uninformed today.
Yes, I don't.
You don't know about Sea Hunt. You don't know about Jacques Cousteau bringing the Calypso up the Mississippi River.
Well, I tell you what we may do. I may recover a little bit because I can learn about scuba, maybe popular shipwrecks, and maybe I can learn about going fishing for a 59-foot-long fish. Have you ever caught a fish that big?
Good luck with that.
No. Actually, I don't think I get to catch a 59-foot fish, but we might get to catch some of its teeth. You can't catch them these days because it went extinct about 2.5 million years ago.
You think so, huh?
That's what they say, but the remnants of this animal are being discovered worldwide via its teeth, and one of the hotbeds to find megalodon teeth is off the coast of North Carolina. So with that being said, I'm going to invite Chris Slog on. He's a marine biologist and the owner of WB Diving out of Wrightsville Beach. He's going to join the outdoor guys right now to talk about these finds. Chris, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, guys. Glad to be here.
Man, we have seen photos of you holding these teeth that are the size of your hands. Why is the megalodon teeth being found off the coast of North Carolina in such wide occurrences?
Well, we're just really, really lucky. I mean, as you said just now, the teeth are being found worldwide, but off of Wilmington and Wrightsville Beach, 40 miles, we have those ledge systems out there, and those teeth just get concentrated on certain ledges. And there's a lot of different reasons for it, a lot of different theories that people have. Nobody knows for sure, but basically, that area was all ancient riverbeds at one point. It was land at one point. Now, obviously, it's ocean. And these sharks were losing their teeth, of course, and they turn up, and that fossil layer has just gotten exposed out there, and we're lucky enough to have found it and recover these teeth.
Now, about how deep down are these ledges? How far down do you have to go to be in a hot spot for megalodon teeth?
Most of the ledges are going to be about 100 feet deep. There's some shallower ones at about 90 feet, and then there's some deeper ones in about 115 feet, but they average about 100 to 105 feet to the bottom. So it's a deeper dive for sure.
So that's going to bring us to really talking about scuba diving and how you get started in it, because you have to be experienced or accomplished or have some sorts of certifications to go that deep. How do we start with all that?
Well, if you've never scuba dove before, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take a certification class. So it lasts about a week. And you start out with the classroom, and you do a bunch of skills in the pool. And then we actually bring you out diving. You do 4 open water dives with your instructor and do a bunch of skills out in the ocean as well. You gain some experience. And then with a basic certification, you're limited to about 60 feet. And then as you get more experience, you can go and do an advanced certification, which is what you would need to dive for those teeth. Just some more deep water experience. So it's just like anything. There's some stepping stones, and you build up some experience to get to that level.
Now, you're out of Wrightsville Beach. Is this a very popular sport there?
It is, yeah. I mean, scuba diving in North Carolina is really popular, and it's getting more and more popular. It's honestly some of the best diving in the world. I mean, we really have it all here. We have shipwrecks from the Civil War all the way through World War II. We have tons of marine life, lots of sharks, manta rays, tons of fish. world-class spear fishing, and the water is just absolutely beautiful when you get out there. I mean, looks like you're in the Caribbean some days. It's beautiful.
Well, so you have a wide variety, and Chris Logg is our guest here. He's with WB Diving as well as a marine biologist, so we have a whole bunch of cool things that we can ask him. But, Chris, I'll get personal real quick here on the Carolina Outdoors. Which one is your favorite to lead trips on or to go when you have an off day and get to go just for yourself?
Just for myself. Wow. Well, first of all, I will say that anytime we have an off day, we're still out diving.
It's like a busman's holiday.
We don't have to take days off. We love it. So if we don't have a charter, we're still going to be out there. I mean, I have to say that my favorite spot is diving for teeth. You know, you never know what you're going to find, and it never gets old. But what we really like to do is go out and explore new areas that we've never been to, right? Because in North Carolina, with all these ledge systems, I mean, there's just thousands and thousands of spots and sites and different areas, and it's just really fun to go out there and just dive places that you've never been before and see what's down there.
Well,
and that's how we find some of our best ledges, is just exploring.
Well, treasure hunting has become very popular with several TV shows and things nowadays. Are people actively involved with that?
Well, there actually—it's funny you said that. There is a treasure boat right now at the same marina that we're docked, called from Blue Water Ventures is the company, and they have found a wreck about 40 miles offshore that sunk in the 1800s, and they've been out diving on that for about a year now, and they're coming up with all kinds of cool stuff. I mean, gold and gold coins, silver coins. Tons of artifacts, and there's just millions and millions of dollars of gold on this wreck. So, yeah, there is treasure here too.
Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit. We've got Chris Logg on. He's with WB Diving and a marine biologist. He's joining the Carolina Outdoors. And a reminder, you can listen to the Carolina Outdoors wherever podcasts are heard, via jessebrowns.com podcast or an early Saturday morning via WBT radio. And Chris, of course, as we megalodon shark teeth hunt, that is a treasure in itself. People come out there, they're worth thousands of dollars reportedly. Do you have treasure hunters who are coming onto your boat, which is a pretty personal and intimate experience, in that it's not 40 people on a boat diving off of. It's, I think, 6 people or so. Are any of them treasure hunters for the teeth, in that they would want to sell them after recovering one?
Yes. So we do get some people that come out and they charter the boat with us, and they want to find teeth, and they do sell them. So that definitely, you know, we have those customers, and then we also have the people that have just, you know, been diving a lot and have dive experience but have never found a megalodon tooth. And those are the really fun charters, when you get people that go out there and they find their first megalodon tooth. You know, it's just, I mean, the excitement you see on their face is just awesome. So we bring out all kinds of people to do it, but I mean, the megalodon teeth, I mean, yeah, they are a treasure. I mean, they're valuable, and people do sell them. So yeah.
Now, you're a marine biologist. Let me take us in a different direction a minute. Can you give us a quick rundown on what's going on in Florida with the red tides? Red tides and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're getting a lot of fish kills right now because of those red tides and the algae blooms. I mean, that does happen. You know, sometimes it's just from water just getting super warm, and then, you know, sometimes runoff and nutrients in the water from a lot of rainfall can cause a lot of runoff, which basically feeds this algae and makes it grow a lot faster. And this year, I mean, we've had so much rain. You know, it's unbelievable. I know in Wilmington, I mean, we're already over our annual total for rainfall. We got 5 months left to go. So it's most likely all that runoff that's basically bringing all that those nutrients into the water and causing those algae blooms.
Well, and staying on that topic of fish kills and finding these teeth with marine biology, this big megalodon that disappeared 2.5 million years ago, what do people say killed off that great big giant fish, one of the world's largest predators?
There's a lot of theories on that. So I am a marine biologist. I'm not a paleontologist, so I don't know as much as somebody else might. But because we dive for them so much, we've done our research. So one of the big theories is that the biggest predator of all time basically got too big for its own good. You know, you think about the amount of food that shark would have to eat every day just to stay alive, right? And so some theories are that they ran out of food. So we know that they were eating whales. And one theory is that as whales started to migrate more, whales were migrating into colder waters. And the megalodon couldn't travel north into those cooler waters and follow these whales. So some people believe that they ran out of food. There are other theories as well. You know, there's been mass extinctions, you know, on the planet before. So it could have been some kind of geological event where, you know, something changed in the ocean, you know, whether it was salinity or oxygen or something like that, where the megalodon couldn't handle it. But one of the main theories is that they basically ran out of food and they were too big to support themselves.
Well, it sounds like the best way to meet up with one these days is via its teeth, and it sounds like the best way to do it is via scuba. That website, wbdiving.com. Chris Slog, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.